Blog Talk Radio.
We gonna have church anyhow.
Hallelujah. Ain't
So many laid down in faith, hoping and expecting, but only our God made it a reality. We dispatched an angel, hallelujah, and looked upon us, touched us, and our bodies quickened us, hallelujah, and bid our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. We tell him, thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We want to deal with a little bit more today on a continuation of the last couple of days. We'll be in Matthew 5 again. Praise the Lord. We'll finish that out. God bless you. Not to hold you long this morning, but I'm so thankful how he blessed us, and we still want to remember Brother D, hallelujah, his family in Berema. I believe they're going to lay the uncle to rest today. Hallelujah, we're praying for that family in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God is able. Hallelujah, if you never experienced it before, I'll tell you like my mother used to tell me, just keep on living. Keep on living your experience. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Lest we tarry long, let us pray. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, asking you, Father, that you forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, Father, and just to tell you, thank you. Thank you for this day, our daily bread. Thank you for letting us see this day that was not promised, but we laid down hoping and expecting, Lord, you made it a reality. We said thank you. Never wanted to take you for granted, Father God, but we thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing right now, and we thank you for all that you're going to do. Sure that we realize, hallelujah, we understand your will, your way, and your power, but again, we ask blessings upon the bereaved families all across, Father God. One we know of right now, Brother E and his family. Bless them, Father God, as they lay their loved one to rest. We ask again that you will comfort their hearts. Hallelujah. Bless them, Father God. Give them strength to go through. We know how we can. You can. You know, the hallelujah, that you will, Father God, because you are so great, so loving, so merciful, and so kind, and so true. Hallelujah. Again, we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Bless your word, Father God. Bless your teach word, your talk word, your preach word in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Matthew, 5th chapter. Praise the Lord. Matthew 5. Praise the Lord. We believe we'll start with that 32nd verse. Continue talking how our victory over the desires of the heart must be attended with painful exhaustion. But it must be done. Everything is the soul to save us from our sins. Not in them. All our sense and powers must be kept from those things which lead to transgression. Now here we were talking about just yesterday, dealing with one another, and when we would pray, hallelujah, if we praying at the altar, if we had aught against any, hallelujah, go repair that thing quickly. It tells you up in that Matthew 25th verse, agreeing with the adversary quickly that it don't go no further, that you can come back and commune together. There is strength in numbers in the Lord. Hallelujah. They tell us when two will walk together, the reason for that, just in case if one fall, the other one, hallelujah, to be there to help lift another up. But if you're quarreling, if you're fighting, it's hard to lift someone up, and you you not at peace with them. But if you're in union and walk in one accord with them, it's easy when they fall to help strengthen them and pick them up. Hallelujah. Verse 32, but I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, cause her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committed adultery. Again, ye have heard that it had been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. You know, today they have a saying going around that they call themselves saying on God. If we be true to the word, that we need to be careful on the things we say and how we use our mouth to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must not talk as the world talks, because they say foolish things. Even, and we read in a few scriptures earlier where it talked about, be careful how we call one another fool. We shall be in danger of hell's fire, and surely of the counsel of God. You know, people, their actions, they don't think their actions can harm them, but the words they say, it can harm you later, because it's coming up again. Everything has been written, so we should be careful how we should govern our speech. We'll find along in the lesson today how our conversation should be. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, earlier we were speaking, later on yesterday we ended with about divorcement. He should give us a written of divorcement, talking about sin, and if you're stepping out the marriage, then that's a reason for a divorcement. But if you can reconcile together, oh hallelujah! But if the things continue, as such as fornication caused by her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her is divorce committed adultery as well. Again, ye have heard that it had been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. Praise the Lord. You know, that's why I say we should be careful the way we use our words, or what we would swear on, and how important a swear just really is. Oh, praise the Lord. But verse 34 would say, tell you don't swear at all by heaven, for it is God's throne. It's the ultimate place. If you can't find God nowhere else and you're looking for him, look up, because that's his stationary position. You always will, though he's omnipresent, but you are always will find him sitting on his throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Neither by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall thou swear by the head, because thou canst not make it one hair white or black, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these coming of evil. You know, if you put your communication short and be strict to the point, but it can go on to ungodly babbling, and then you get into evil that way. He said, ye have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus here in talking to his disciples, he said, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. You know, and if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy cloak, let him have thy cloak also. It said, if you take away your cloak, let him have your cloak also. If you take away your coat, oh, hallelujah. That's why when we read the other day, that's why it's good for Christians not to be taking other Christians to law, to sue them these days. It'd be good if you sell it yourself, because even courts have been set up now, because evil spirits have got into the thing. Justice is not really clear justice anymore. Justice is just for us. Justice is just to, it's a way of evil being put upon. Hallelujah. That though the law was meant to govern and to point out our wrong, that it may be corrected, but evil has turned into this thing now. So we have to be careful. It'd be good if two people being of sound mind and of good godly heart sit down and study the thing before they try to take it to court. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Give you more enlightenment upon that as well. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Someone wants you to go the extra mile, then you go with them 2 miles. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thy way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is speaking upon, you know, how we should be to one another. Show the love of God to one another as God has shown it unto you. Hallelujah. If someone needs to be given, be more forgiven than they ask. You know, they may not ask in the right way, but let your love of God go beyond that they're asking. And just as God give you a multitude of mercy, you give them a multitude of mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The plain instruction is, suffer any injured that can be borne for the sake of peace. Hallelujah. Committing your concerns to the Lord's keeping. You know, it's a reason why a person is in a certain situation. Hallelujah. And if they asking of your help, it'd be good that we give them the help that they so desire, that they so need. If they just simply ask you for prayer, it'd be good that whenever God allows that certain ones to come upon your heart, upon your mind, it's a reason they're coming upon your heart and mind, whisper a prayer. Whisper a thought to God. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, will you bless? Hallelujah. Lord, he's giving us opportunity right now, as Brother D going through that we know of, asking him, Lord, to have mercy. Ask him, Lord, to, you know, find it in your heart. If you have any God within you somewhere, find it within your heart to think of that, those that are going through. And asking the Lord, have mercy. Lord, keep them. Lord, help them. Hallelujah. Continually, as much as you think about it, Lord, keep them. And Lord, help them. And Lord, forgive me as you forgive me. Lord, forgive others and help them along their way. Solomon would tell the thumb, not the man that's down today, but share with him his sorrow. This is a meaner world, and it's possible. He may be damned tomorrow, and the way the world is going now, it's good to say, even don't hurt to say, you will be damned tomorrow. But that's why it's so important that we be in good fellowship one towards another, lifting one another up. Hallelujah, 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 and give strength to where strength is needed. Hallelujah, give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Jesus said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Hallelujah. So those that despitefully use you and persecute you, you should love your enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Especially if you have the love of God in your heart. You know that they're enemies for a reason. It's something that's caused them to be your enemy. Hallelujah. But if you're trying to love God, and if they're trying to persecute you for righteousness' sake, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will, and he's able to protect. Hallelujah. And look upon the situation. But when God starts to let his wrath flow, make sure you're not in his enemy, and being his enemy, but make sure you're on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. So when he starts to chastise, you're not getting caught up in the whooping. I know many parents have growing up, many parents have, I don't care who messed up in the house, guess what, everybody got a whooping. And if nobody would tell on one another, then everybody got a whooping, because, and then they know they got the right one. If everybody in the house got a whooping, the one that definitely is guilty, they were punished. And the others have to suffer as well. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. The reason is that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust alike. that was that illustration that I just gave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your Father which is in heaven, he making his sun to shine on the evil and the good. Hallelujah. Some might say, man, I'm doing all right. For me to go to church, I got this and that, and I'm doing okay, and I'm in good health. But be careful. God could be just paying you off cheap. But he has an eternal blessing for those that's trying to do his will. He has an eternal reward for those. Some just want to make it in, but he has an eternal reward for those that go beyond just to accept, hallelujah, what he did on a Friday. When hallelujah, they accepted so much that they want to go a little further. Hallelujah, that they have to form that personal relationship when they go a little farther, a little farther with the Lord. Hallelujah, because they're working on their eternal home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That do it, that you may be the children that, like we spoke earlier, that your light may shine. Hallelujah. That we spoke about yesterday, that your light may shine. That you say that you are, that you say that you believe, you show it in action, and others will see the benefits of it as well. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. He maketh his sun to shine on the evil. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He He make his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Hallelujah. One thing about it, when the sun shines, when the light shines, that the evil, hallelujah, the evil will be exposed because the sun is out and upon it. And the good will remain just as good as it has been. And he's sending rain on the just and the unjust alike. You're going to have your storm, so you might as well go through your storm with the Lord as your strength, hallelujah, as your help. So when it gets too heavy for you to bear, you can call on your Father for help and for strength. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? If we only show love to those people that we know love us, what reward do we have? Do not even the publicans the same? Christ was speaking here to his disciples, let him know, if you're only doing good to somebody that's doing good to you, but it is a sacrifice, hallelujah, when you're doing good to those that you know that are doing you wrong, but you're doing good to them. You're doing good to those that you know they're cutting you in your back, but you're still doing good to them and trying to love them. You're doing good to those that you know don't mean you no good whatsoever, but you still having hope, hallelujah, in your heart that God will change them, that God will help them, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're doing good to those in spite of, hallelujah, of them despitefully using you, but you're still doing good to them, and you're praying that God will have mercy upon them. Jesus on the cross, hallelujah. 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 One of the things he said was, Father, forgive them. they lifted him up. They despised the shame of the cross, beat him bloody, beyond recognition, and stripped him naked, ashamed him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he still said, Father, forgive them. Hallelujah. For they know not what they do, hallelujah. Forgive them, Lord. They realize I'm putting myself, hallelujah, where they should be. Forgive them, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're despitefully using me, Lord, but forgive them. They mean me no good, but Father, forgive them. Hallelujah. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so do this, hallelujah, hallelujah, but do good in spite of, have integrity, hallelujah, in spite of, hallelujah, be the one that's trying to do the right thing because it's right to do right, hallelujah, not to be lifted, hallelujah, and seeing how much better I am because I'm doing this thing, but I'm doing it that my Father which is in heaven may be glorified because I'm trying to do good works, that my Father in heaven may be proud of me, hallelujah, because I'm trying to be the servant that he asked me to be, hallelujah, and that I said I would be because I accept what he done on a Friday. And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publican so, but he said, be ye therefore perfect. Hallelujah. Be ye therefore perfect. Hallelujah. Even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. I'm reminded of what he gave me. What he gave me some years back about moving in faith. Hallelujah. Because when you move in faith, you remind him of himself in the beginning of creation. Hallelujah. He moved by faith. He just spoke it, and things started to happen. Hallelujah. But be ye therefore perfect, because when you are perfect, you remind him of himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're setting yourself up for blessings when you're trying to do his will, when you're trying to walk like you study the word and how the word tells you to walk. You're trying to be that Christian that God wants you to be. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ever heard it be said that when a child gets in trouble and the parents step back and say that this is not whom I raised, or you don't act like you're my child? Hallelujah. But we should be here on earth reminding God of himself. He should be able to look down and see little God that's trying to do his will. Christians, hallelujah, that's representing their Father. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Jesus talking to the disciples and telling them, hallelujah, just how to be. Surely more is to be expected from the followers of Christ than others. God expecting us to be more than the average Joe, as they say. Hallelujah. He's expecting us to perform. Hallelujah. 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 Let us therefore, hallelujah, beg of God to enable us to prove ourselves. We are his children. Hallelujah. And how we beg of God to prove ourselves is praying to God, Lord, have mercy. Give me the strength that I need. Hallelujah. That I can do your will. Praise the Lord. That I may show forth, hallelujah, perfection. I'm striving for it. Hallelujah. Perfection. But I need your grace and your mercy. Need your grace and your mercy to do your will, Lord. So I'm trying to be ye therefore perfect, as Christ was telling the disciples on this mount here. Hallelujah. Showing them how to go forth and perform. But we need his mercy and his grace to do his will. Hallelujah. This is what I have for you today. Hallelujah. This is what I have for you today. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. We're at the time now. We want to push the one button and hallelujah, express. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. Or if they want to just tell Brother D that they're praying for him. Hallelujah. If you don't want to do it here, send him a text and encourage him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but this is what we have for you. Thank you, Aunt Martha, sent in the challenges of transition. The challenges of transition. God remains faithful in every change. I hear you. I know you right. God's word of direction were to be the bedrock of Joshua leadership in every situation. The Lord charged and promise to Joshua applied to us as well. That's right. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He is with us in every transition. Praise the Lord. Be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. Joshua first chapter, the 6th through the 11th verse, and also Joshua the 7th verse. Praise the Lord. The challenge of transition. Oh, hallelujah. Also, she sends in a remote location. A remote location. We can trust God to do what we cannot. Yeah, I know you're right. We can trust God to do what we cannot do. Praise the Lord. Sometimes God allows us to end up in desolate places where he is our only source of help. Yes, his ability to provide for us is not necessarily linked with our circumstance. If he create the entire world without of nothing, God can certainly meet our needs, wherever our circumstance, out of the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A remote location, we can trust God to do what we cannot do. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a saying that Brother Willie Dog gave us not long ago. God, you'll never know God is all you need until God is all you got. I believe it went like that. You can correct me, Brother Willie Dog, but brother, you'll never know God is all you need until God is all you got. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You'll never know when we at the point where we can do nothing for ourselves and we have to call on someone, hallelujah, for prayer, feeling weak, call on someone for a little strength. That's why it's so important that we be what we need to be to one another. You never know, hallelujah, where you need it. Hallelujah. You know, my mother used to explain it to me this way. You never know who you have to give a cup of water to, or you'll never know where you need to ask for a cup of water. You know, you never know who you have to call on in this day and time. So we should be hallelujah for each other. Hallelujah. To lift another up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be up today, but we say this a lot. You don't realize it until it's at your front doors. COVID have came through this land and been at a lot of our front door. Hallelujah. And when you start experiencing for yourself, you'll understand, hallelujah, what those that have experienced it is talking about. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to let's be the way that God would have us to be. Let's be loving towards one another. Hallelujah. As we, with God's help, see this thing through. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Will there be one that will push the one button? Tell God, thank you. I want prayer. Or say what's on their heart. We're here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just remind you, let us remember to pray and let God have his way. Remember, it is by striving. By striving. Hallelujah. By striving, we accomplish our goal. By striving, and it's by giving that we receive. Give to someone today. Give. You can give a smile, or give a prayer, or give an encouraging word. Hallelujah. That will change. Hallelujah. Someone that will show a light in a dark place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If there be not one, we'll pray and continue to ask God that he may keep us, hallelujah, and hold us, hallelujah. Remember us, again, I said, remember, Brother D, your prayer today in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you, Father God, for what you have done for us, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for how you have lifted heavy burdens over and over again. So thankful, Lord, how you made a way out of no way, Father God. We're so thankful, Father, that you have been our Father. Hallelujah. You've been our all and our all in times past, Father. You made a way out of no way. It looks very dark and dim. You were there. Hallelujah. That helped us and picked us up and held our head and comforted us. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your multitude of grace that you've shown towards us. We tell you, thank you, Lord, and we love you. Thank you for this moment, this hour that you've given us. hallelujah, to hold up your bloodstained banner. Thank you for this moment, this hour, these 3 days that you've given us to remind us how we should be towards one another. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we love you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Continue to be all that we need, Father God. We look unto you from which cometh all our help. Again, we ask, bless the bereaved families all over, especially the ones that we know about. Bless them, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless Brother D as they lay his uncle to rest. Give him strength, Father. Give the family strength to go through in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, and we thank you for it, Father. Thank you for this lesson today, the message and the messenger, all those that turned aside, hallelujah, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, bless us, Father. Hallelujah, throughout this day. In Jesus' name, we do pray, and we thank you, Lord, for it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you this day.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice is a lie. God provides. God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew.
Watch God provide.
Hallelujah.